Grand Canyon, Monument to Controversy.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the Answers book. Ken, I've heard you say that the Grand Canyon in Arizona is a monument to a worldwide catastrophe, but not to controversy. Explain this one for us.
Actually, the reason the Grand Canyon is a monument to controversy is because it's such a wonderful monument to catastrophe. Now that I've thoroughly confused you, Mark, let me show you what I mean. When you stand on the rim of the Grand Canyon, the evolutionist park rangers will tell you that the layers you can see, a mile deep, took millions and millions of years to form. They'll also tell you that the Colorado River took millions of years to erode the canyon. But when I stand on the rim and look into the canyon, I see a testimony to the judgment of God and the awfulness of sin. I see the reminder that God catastrophically judged the world with a global flood because of the wickedness of man. And this is a reminder he's going to judge the world again. But next time, the judgment will be by fire, not water. What a warning. I see the Grand Canyon also as a monument to the truths found in the Bible, not to millions and millions of years of evolution as so popularly taught throughout the world.
Whether or not there really was a global flood is a growing controversy within the Christian church. Find real answers when you read Ken Ham's fascinating new booklet on Noah's Ark and Noah's Flood, available through our attractive website, answersradio.com. AnswersRadio.com.